Thank you and good afternoon. The district attorney's office issued a press release on Thursday announcing that a Ferndale man had been arrested on child pornography charges. Investigators from the DA's office and the Department of Homeland Security served search warrants at the residence and business of Jamie Lee Thompson on Port Kenyon Road. A search of the premise and computer equipment turned up images of child pornography, along with online chat and email records indicating Thompson had traded child porn over the internet. The DA's office also said that Thompson may have committed other crimes associated with the exploitation of children, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. Investigators expect that additional evidence will be found, and anyone who has specific information related to Thompson and his activities is asked to contact the district attorney's office. Two serious traffic collisions on Highway 101 near the King Salman off-ramp have led the California Highway Patrol and Caltrans to issue a joint press release alerting drivers to pay close attention when approaching and driving through construction sites located on the freeway. Two separate incidents on Wednesday night prompted the press release. The first involved 80-year-old Charles Lawrence of Eureka, who was driving northbound on the 101 when he drove into the rear end of a backhoe that was headed toward a construction site. Lawrence suffered moderate head injuries following the collision. The driver of the backhoe suffered minor injuries and was treated and released. The second incident happened 2 hours later when 45-year-old Michael Santmeyer of South Carolina drove directly into a roadway construction site in full view of a CHP officer on safety patrol. Santmeyer was arrested and booked on suspicion of DUI, and Caltrans and the CHP want drivers to pay attention and slow for the cone zone. Eureka police arrested 34-year-old Tracy Dante Drew of Sacramento Wednesday morning after receiving a call from Chase Bank on F Street that they had just been robbed. Drew is suspected of entering the bank with a black garbage bag as a mask and demanded money from a teller. Drew fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash he carried in a white plastic garbage bag, but he was quickly located in the 300 block of Broadway and arrested. Drew was booked in the county jail and the stolen money was returned. There were no weapons used during the incident and no injuries were reported. A Eureka man suffered severe head injuries during a pedestrian versus vehicle traffic collision late Wednesday night. The driver of an SUV was pulling away from the intersection at West Henderson and Broadway just before midnight when 41-year-old Eureka resident Russell Bush was riding a skateboard and slammed into the front left side of the vehicle. Bush had been riding down West Henderson, which is very steep as it reaches Broadway, and he failed to stop. He slammed into the SUV and suffered major head injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The driver was not cited, and driver impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. A resident in the 500 block of Ridge Road in Arcata called 911 Thursday evening to report that two suspicious men were at her front door and had been loitering in the area earlier in the day. When police reached the scene, they contacted 32-year-old Dario Zong and 35-year-old Norbin Vargas, both of Eureka, inside their car. Officers searched the vehicle and confiscated 20 pounds of marijuana with a street value between $30,000 and $40,000. Both men were arrested and booked for possession with intent to sell. You are listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's National Fire Prevention Week, and the Humble Bay Fire Department is having its annual open house event. Chief Ken Woods was on Talk Shop to talk about the event.
Yeah, you know, open house for fire service, it's Fire Prevention Week. It's a national event. It goes on fire stations all over across the country. You know, we really try to show off to the community what our capabilities are, have a lot of informational and educational type events and demonstrations going on during the day. It's really just a great time for the firefighters to get to mingle with the community, show the community again what our capabilities are, meet with them on a one-on-one basis.
Not only is it a great chance for the community to meet some of the fire department, Chief Woods also thinks it would be a great opportunity for the children to learn about the equipment and fire safety.
Really an exciting time to be with the kids, teach them some fire prevention, fire safety skills, and do all the fun things that we do with letting them sit in the fire engines and see what squirting water is about and all those kind of things. So it's really a great opportunity for us to interact with the community.
The open house will be held this Saturday, October 11th, and the fire department encourages the community to attend the event. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.